For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Civil War reenactments are common events for people interested in the history and warfare of that era. Less common are events that bring the Revolutionary War back to life. This weekend, the muster at the mill at Uncle John's Cider Mill remembers what organizer Scott Mann describes as the gentlemanly nature of warfare in those days. At the first muster at the mill last year, Mann and his wife Carol Ann were married in a ceremony complete with period clothing. I talked with Scott Mann about the muster at the mill.
It is true that the British marched shoulder to shoulder in long lines of men. The reason for that were the firearms that they were using at the time, which were smoothbore muskets, which were very inaccurate. So what they did was mask the fire of those weapons to, in effect, send a wall of lead toward your opponent. The concept that the Americans hid behind rocks and trees and picked them off one at a time, the Americans indeed did have units that did that, but in general, that was not the case.
So I don't know if you've ever visited or attended a Civil War reenactment, but I wanted to ask you how this might compare in terms of what people who are familiar with those kinds of reenactments find. Are they going to find something similar when they attend a Revolutionary War event like yours?
Yes, similar, but much, much smaller.
So there will be, I assume, mostly or exclusively men in uniform. Am I right about that?
Mostly, yes, but not exclusively.
Some British?
Yes.
Now, the reason I ask that question, again, in comparison to what people hear about or see when they go to a Civil War reenactment, is that there's the North versus the South. That's increasingly controversial these days. I wonder if there, in some cases, might be difficulty getting some people to agree to be the Southern Army, the Confederate Army. Do you have any trouble finding people willing to play the British soldiers?
We do not. Invariably, at you pick the event, there are more British than there are Americans.
Where do people get the hats and the uniforms for an event like yours?
Some people make them themselves. There are seamstresses around who specialize in historical clothing. There are sutlers, they're called, which are merchants that handle merchandise that reenactors are after. We prefer the term living historians, by the way. And so you can literally get online and order everything that you need to do Revolutionary War reenacting if you have the money to do that.
Aside from reenacting warfare, I suppose, and marching, what else will be going on?
We have a woman coming who lives in Edmore who raises her own sheep. Shears the wool from the sheep and then spins it into yarn and then makes various items, period correct items, from the yarn. So she'll be demonstrating that. We have another gentleman from the Grand Rapids area who portrays a commercial fisherman of the 18th century, and he's got a wonderful display. We have two surgeons who have complete displays of medical treatment of the day, and then we're going to have 6 to 10 sutlers this time around who'll be selling anything from wooden swords for little boys and girls to period correct jewelry.
And food and music.
And food and music, yes. People cook over the open fire. They cook all kinds of things. And we will have fifes, drums, and bagpipes there.
Scott Mann is the organizer of Muster at the Mill this weekend at Uncle John's Cider Mill. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.